Well, if it feels like we've gotten on top of COVID-19 and can perhaps let our guard down a little bit, Australia's chief medical officer has some stern words of caution. Professor Paul Kelly wants a national discussion about how to deal with future outbreaks, because he says they will happen despite the slower-than-predicted vaccine rollout. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Vials of precious liquid lined up for testing.
A lot of people waiting on these. So it's great that you're checking them first.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the headquarters of the Therapeutic Goods Administration where COVID-19 vaccine testing is underway.
And how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
I think very excited.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks for everything you're doing.
There are now 1.3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines in Australia. It follows problems last week when Italy blocked a shipment of 250,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The head of the Health Department, Professor Brendan Murphy, is remaining upbeat.
We're working hard to expand and increase our rollout of the vaccines. The rollout's going really well.
There are 678,000 people eligible for the vaccine now. They're part of the Phase 1A rollout. Quarantine and border workers, frontline healthcare staff, aged care and disability care residents and the staff that work there. About 100,000 people have had the vaccine so far, including New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, who got the AstraZeneca jab today.
I could barely feel it. You did a great job. Thank you.
That figure is well below the initial target. The goalposts have been changing. This is what Prime Minister Scott Morrison said in late January.
4 million by the end of March. Are you confident that that goal is still realistic?
The events of recent weeks, I think, will mean that 4 million position will be something that is going to be achieved in early April as opposed to late March.
When asked today how many people would receive the jab by the end of the month, Mr Morrison wouldn't put a figure on it.
Once the data becomes a bit clearer, I think we'll be in a better position to provide more accurate estimates. But, we're moving as quickly and as safely and as surely as we can.
Professor Tony Cunningham is the director of the Centre for Virus Research at the Westmead Institute. He says if that target isn't reached within weeks, that's okay.
I think when you look at what's happening in Europe with a rise again in cases in Italy and the remarkable job that our public health authorities have done in Australia, I think we can take our time.
Cassandra Berry is a professor of immunology at Murdoch University.
I don't think it matters about missing that particular target. Because of our well-controlled isolation here in Australia, and the infection control measures that we already have, which are really effective.
But Professor Cunningham says it does matter how many people are vaccinated by June.
I wouldn't like to see us move into winter without immunising the most vulnerable people in our population. So I think that's a key issue for us.
The Secretary of the Health Department, Professor Brendan Murphy, is calling for calm on the rollout timeline.
This is not a race. We have no burning platform in Australia. We are taking it as quickly and carefully and safely as we can. We're not like the US or the UK or most other countries in the world.
When it comes to comparisons, Australia and the United States couldn't be more different. Less than 1,000 coronavirus deaths have been recorded here. In the US, there have been more than 525,000. US President Joe Biden's top medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, has praised Australia for its response to the pandemic.
We never really locked down as well or as completely as Australia did. And I think a combination of the other things that Australia did correctly really led to the fact that they've done really quite well.
He joined Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly for a virtual meeting to discuss public health strategies. Professor Kelly warning that as new strains of the virus continue to emerge, and even with the vaccine, there will always be a health risk.
We will have to have a conversation with the Australian public about tolerance of outbreaks because they will be inevitable. I think we have to deal with the way that people feel the vaccine is going to change their lives and that will change our lives, but possibly not as strongly as we first thought with these variants coming in.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly, Stephanie Boris with that report.